proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our series relating to the book of Joshua and the conquest of Canaan, picking up with Joshua chapter number 8. Once the Israelites dealt with Achan, God was with them and granted them victory over the city of Ai. The Jewish commander Joshua split his forces into two parts. One section went with him to approach Ai, the other waited in ambush. While the residents of Ai pursued Joshua and his contingent, the other group, the ambushers, went into Ai and set it on fire. Joshua and his men then turned and faced their pursuers, catching the residents of Ai in the pincers movement and defeating them. Joshua again divided the Israelites into two sections. This time, though, it was a more peaceful procedure. Six tribes stood on Mount Ebal, pronouncing God's blessings on the Israelites if they obeyed him. The remaining six tribes took a position on Mount Gerizim, where they pronounced God's curses against them if they disobeyed. Moses had already referred to this ceremony in Deuteronomy chapter 26. The Israelite victories over Jericho and Ai stirred several Canaanite tribes to unite in order to fight against the Israelites. However, the residents of the city of Gibeon adopted a different tactic. Rather than confronting the Israelites, they sought to trick them. A delegate of Gibeonites met Joshua in the city of Gilgal. The embassage wore old clothes and brought dry and moldy bread. When Joshua asked them where they came from, they replied, quote, from a far country, unquote. Upon hearing that, Joshua made a treaty with the Gibeonites, which is what they wanted him to do. The author of Joshua chapter 9 noted that, quote, the men took of their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord, unquote. Had the Jews postponed making any alliances until they had first consulted God about the matter, the Gibeonite deception would not have worked. However, Joshua and the Israelites allowed external appearances to lead them astray, a decision that would soon involve them in further conflict. 3 days after making this treaty with the Gibeonites, the Israelites learned that their new allies were actually Hivites, a Canaanite tribe. The Israelites would not kill the Gibeonites due to their alliance. However, they did make them servants, in effect, quote, ewers of wood and drawers of water, unquote. The territory of Gibeon became incorporated into the inheritance granted to the tribe of Benjamin, as recorded in Joshua chapter 1. Though their agreement to make alliance with the Gibeonites was ill-advised, God still held the Jewish people to the terms of that treaty. According to 2 Samuel chapter 21, some years later, King Saul from the tribe of Benjamin killed a number of Gibeonites. Because of that deed, God sent a famine upon the land of Israel, a famine which lasted for 3 years. King David, Saul's successor, called representatives from the Gibeonites, asking them what he should do about the matter. They asked him to give them several of Saul's sons, whom they would kill. David complied with their request, sparing the sons of Jonathan because of the promise he had made to Jonathan. At any rate, this reaction showed that God held the Jewish people to their agreements, even if those agreements were ill-advised. Indeed, the Jews' decision to make an alliance with the Gibeonites led to further warfare. In our next session, we'll study how God intervened on behalf of the Israelites to continue with the conquest of Canaan. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.